B-Pod Studios.
This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich, Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This yes? Oh, no, this is... Is this Save My Life, I'm Going Down for the Last Time, or Night Ranger?
Someone's having Night fun Ranger? At our expense.
Really?
I don't think this is Night Ranger.
Oh, it's like, yeah, Dan's right. I think it's like T-Rex or something.
Okay. Did T-Rex have a keyboard like that?
Ooh, a little triple guitar threat there.
I want every bed to be UFO.
Oh, Fox on the Run. Who is that? Sweet? That's who it is.
Okay. I thought there was a chance that it was the Bay City Rollers, as that all sounded the same, that generation of British pop music. Billy Jaffe, he works for Nesson, who have a new logo that says Nesson, what, National? It says Nesson National.
Oh, I've just noticed the waves that are on top of it. And like most people, I'm not freaking the hell out over a logo change.
I hate it.
It's very soothing, the new logo.
It really bothers me. But Billy Jaffe, you can see him there on the pre and post game on Nesson, and he's friends with Jeremy Roenick.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you.
Yep, you are friends with me. And he's
I know, and Rich, all you guys.
Yeah, we went ice fishing together.
Ice fishing with you. You did? I would do that. You don't like fishing, I didn't think. Oh. You're a little lake fishing a little, right?
No, ice fishing. Ice fishing is awesome. It's just an excuse to drink.
Right, oh, right. Billy, now, that would
be... You're not friends with Rich or John. Give me a break. All right.
And Lee. What? Yeah, what's up?
All right, I'm just joking. All right, so... okay, so the team's been very hot. There's no question about that. I'm impressed with the defense.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's going to be like a record on repeat. There is it is so front-loaded, this scoring. Let's talk about the minors. Let's talk about changes that can be made on the second and third lines. Are there troops in Providence that you feel that need to come up and make a statement?
Well, the big name down there, Fred, and you know, you're right. It is top-loaded. 11 of the 16 goals have come from Bergeron, Marchand, or Pasternak. But the big name down there is Anders Bjork. And they sent Anders, who had a nice camp down to Providence for this very reason, the score. And to go down there and to really get a lot of ice time, not to play, let's just say, 12 to, you know, whatever minutes at the NHL level, and get his confidence back after having those 2 years of shortened seasons due to shoulder injuries. And other stuff too. And he's gotten off to a great start in Providence. In four games, he's got 5 points, with three of those being goals. I think he'll still stay there for a couple of more games. And it's not that they're saying to him, you have to, you know, like, son, you've got to earn it. They're saying, go get confident. Get to the point where, you know what, you're just flying down there, and we'll bring you up, and we'll get you going up here. Because he is an offensive player. That's his instincts. Now, he's going to, you know, when he gets up here, obviously, Freddie's going to have to do it at this level too, but there's a real chance that I think in the next couple of weeks that Anders could be called up. I'm guessing, and there was no practice or anything yesterday, fellas, full day off, so no update on David Krejci, but if you assume that he's out for a short period of time, and that's what Bruce thought that it was in postgame on Monday, then you would expect the Coyle would bump up to the second line, and Par Lindholm would jump back into the lineup. So you don't need a winger just yet. But I think in a few weeks, if Bjork keeps scoring like he is in Providence, that I think you'll see him coming up to try and help the top six scoring.
Okay, I'm really ignorant on this. I read things and I forget the names. Is Bjork the guy that's going nuts in Providence right now, or is there someone else that's been, like, on fire?
I think Anders would.
Okay, he's the guy. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, what are they going to do about Backes? Is this, I mean, is he going to even play?
He was scratched the other day. He was. He's been scratched the last two. It wouldn't surprise me at all, Fred, if he's playing tomorrow against Tampa. You know, you've got him, you've got Brett Ritchie, that are very similar size, different in status with regard to games played in the league, et cetera. And obviously the history that David has is fantastic. But I think that you're going to see him in and out of the lineup like we have so far, Fred. I think that's where you're going to be at. And then they'll continue to assess the situation. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if he's in tomorrow against Tampa.
Okay, so what's the problem with the second period with the Bruins? This seems to be consistently bad in the second period.
I don't know, and I don't know if they really. It seems like, you know, last year, Rich, I don't know if you remember, they came out. First periods were not so good. The old starting on time, that's what teams and Bruce Cassidy likes to say, we got to start on time. And they didn't last year, but then the second periods were real good for the most part. I don't have the numbers in front. It was like 66 first period goals and 90-something in the second. Well, this year it's the opposite. They're starting out great, and it's almost like you don't want to go into the locker room. You don't want to see them go in and take that 17-minute break and sit down. There might be just that proverbial, they take a deep breath and they relax too much. They can't get the energy back up again. It's almost like they need that little bit of, I don't want to say fear, it's not the right word, but that little extra something that the start of the game, they're all jacked up. Then there's that letdown, and then they get revved up again for the third period when they get pressured and they realize, the other night or the other afternoon, that was their worst period of the year. Not even close. And I know it's a short year, only six games in, but that was awful. Every coach that you talk with, I'm sure we talked to Pastrnak after the game too, the other players would admit it. That was just bad. That was bad hockey, but they were able to overcome it with a great first and third.
For so many years, Bruins fans wanted a sniper on this team, and now they have one in David Pastrnak. Based on what you've seen, and I understand he's only 23 and there's a lot of career left to go, but what is the ceiling for this kid for goals in a season? I mean, I know he had a hot start last year, but it just seems like it's only a matter of time before he gets 50 or more.
Yeah, it feels, the trend is, you go from 34 to 35 to 38 in his previous years. And let's not forget, last year it was 38 and was it 65 or 66 games because of the injury. This year, trending in the right direction for those 50. I'll take 40 to 45 and still be thrilled, given the ascension of his game. What you're seeing, I think, he's matured over the last couple of years. He's learned a ton from Brad Marchand. He's learned a ton from Patrice Bergeron. When he plays a little bit more inside the dots, a little bit closer, especially on the power play, instead of shots from above the circles, he's excellent, hits the net more. I also think you're seeing a more physical player here and there. We saw that last year a few times where he was really more physical, and I think that is, developed even more so this year, Johnny, and he's getting himself into the play more. Right now he's got a tremendous shooting percentage. It's upward of 30% almost, and so he's hitting that. He's hitting the net more, and that's it sounds so simple, right? And simple analysis, but hitting the net more. And last year at times he didn't as much. So I feel 50 for him. Does it this year or not? No, but his trend is that he's a 50 goal guy, and he's a 100 point guy too. That's the other thing.
All right, they were talking about McAvoy not shooting enough. I know Cassidy brought that up. How does he look to you?
Well, last game, Freddie, I liked it a lot. He had a couple of shots, opportunities early on in the game. Liked it a lot. On the road, he, early on in the season, Fred, played an awful lot against the opponent's top guys. And so that's it's an easier matchup on the road to get your D out there against the opponent's best players, and it is a full line just because of the last change thing. So you're concentrating an awful lot on getting them out there against them, and I think sometimes he was more focused on that than the offensive side, but you want to see him get into the rhythm and the role of really involved in the offense the way that we've seen other Bruins defensemen get involved, and that's been good. A guy like Carlo's been shooting more. I'd love to see Charlie continue to shoot more. At the very least, pick up some assists. That's what you're hoping. Of course, you like to see goals, but you know what? Get the assist, meaning bring the puck into play. Get it down low to where then your forwards can get after it. I've liked his game, but I'd like to see him. I would like to see him shoot even more. I think it was three or four shots he picked up in the last game alone.
All right, what should we ask DeBrusk when we have him on in a half hour?
Wow. Well, hockey wise or non hockey wise?
I can figure out. We can figure out the non.
We do the non. Have you not listened to the?
Come
program?
On, Javi. Give some X's and O's.
Oh, some X's and O's.
So he's like, wow, you're really tuned into what's going on.
The speed. Ask him if he feels faster this year. Ask him how he's like playing with Carson Kuhlman. Those two guys. I mean, Carson Kuhlman he tracks the puck. He plays on the inside. They're close to scoring a lot, these guys. Ask him if he was frustrated. He admitted it. It was a great quote. I'm sure you guys were sleeping because of your early morning shift, but after the Colorado game when they had that god-awful replay system, you know, working again. It wasn't so much working against the Bruins. It's just the minutia of such. It's just crap, man. The replay stinks in all sports. But anyway, you know, ask him if he's still, you know, frustrated or if he's gotten past that because he had a goal and an assist taken away.
All right. Can you play golf Friday evening? Friday afternoon.
Let me see if, probably not, but let me see if I can jiggle some stuff. What time?
Boston's not, they play Thursday. They don't play
I know, but I do have a life outside of the Bruins. You understand that, right?
Is Victoria working right now?
She is, yeah. Oh. She is working too.
9 to 5?
No, different hours, but
all right,
a lot.
All right. I'm not asking, you know, for your Social Security number.
What time are you thinking?
It would be like 2:30.
All right. Let me let you know. Let me see if I can jiggle some things, okay?
All right.
All right, guys.
All right.
Wow. All right. Fun conversation today. Hey, Tread, you went to opening day, right? You went to the opening game, right?
Yeah, I did.
Or did you go to the, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I was exhausted. So I only stayed for a period and a half.
Why?
I did a spin class on Saturday morning. And then I had things with the kids all day, and then I drank for the first time in a long time, and all it did was make me exhausted.
You had me until, you know, I was impressed until the spin class and the kids. I'm like, okay, I kind of get it. But then it's self-inflicted, the drinking.
Believe me, you should be proud about how little it took me to drink to before I got exhausted. It was
all right. Well,
I
do want to hear more about
lame.
Spin class. I do want to hear more about spin.
I'll tell you what, I was motivated. You know, you can only cheer for yourself. You got to cheer for yourself before you cheer for anyone else, you know?
Amen, brother. Amen.
All right. We're not all Orange Theory. All right. Thank you, sir.
See you guys.
All right. Very good. Wallach backed out of golf on Friday.
Can't play because it's too late in the afternoon.
You didn't tell Jaffe that's the reason that you're asking him?
No, I would have asked him. I would have asked him. You can play with a foursome. There would have been a threesome.
You think Billy would have been upset?
Yeah.
That he asked me first instead of him?
I didn't talk to Billy. I was going to ask Billy today. I didn't talk to him. I asked John yesterday.
Yeah.
You don't play golf?
No.
Yeah, I don't. But you're always out of town.
Yeah, I am.
Going crazy.
Just Nantucket nonsense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Catching clams.
Going clamming. Don't go clamming.
All right. I don't intend to.
You're up to your neck in ice cold water, and it's no fun.
Yes. I do like the catching them crabs, though. You can go crabbing. Not around here. Oh, yeah, you could, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right. Rich, what's coming up in the stack? Because we're going to talk to DeBrus.
Uh-huh. Karma hits the Cardinals, and a famous person, Fred, who feuded with this show, has deactivated their Twitter.
Oh, it must be a big deal. All right, so we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich, Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
You want to hear it? We were looking for that gallbladder clip for that guy that called in whose wife's having her gallbladder removed. Want to hear something from 2.5 years ago?
Sure.
Popped up?
On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. You've given her cards, jewelry, and every other romantic idea under the sun. This Valentine's Day, take her by surprise. Give her something that both of you will love. Get her an original Wemblango squirting lapel flower. All right. Okay. Can't say I love you, just say Wemblango and squirt her right in the face. Wemblango squirting lapel flowers are perfect, and not only for Valentine's Day, but every day. All right, got a big presentation. I'll finish. Wemblango, you're the office cut-up, meeting her folks for the first time. Mother-in-law, you just got an eyeful of juice. All right. Wemblango also has other items as well. Fake vomit, fake dog poo, fake torsos. Got a lot of fake stuff. Want to put the F-U in funeral, liven things up with a whoopee cushion scientifically proven to sound like a real fart. Stinky, stinky. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to do. To go to our website, www.wemblango.com. I can't even pronounce this. Tell them Wallach sent you, and they'll send you a free Bengaloo bucket O bar for free. Gross.
Okay, yeah. So that was
a live read.
We had written that, and like I think the whole plan was just to have somebody, like Fred and I were going to leave
Dan,
the room.
Dan ran it in at the last minute.
Like, yeah. Wallach, I need you to read this. That's read right. This now. And he's like, okay. So he goes on the air and starts reading that copy. And, of course, afterwards, we took those words and...
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
You've given her cards, jewelry, and every other romantic idea under the sun. This Valentine's Day, take her by surprise. Give her something that both of you will love. Get her an original Wemblango squirting lapel flower.
Wemblango squirting lapel flower.
Can't say I love you, just say Wemblango. And squirt her right in the face.
Right in the face.
Wemblango squirting lapel flowers are perfect, and not only for Valentine's Day, but every day. Got a big presentation.
Wemblango.
You're the office cut-up, meeting her folks for the first time.
Wemblango.
Mother-in-law, you just got an eyeful of juice. All right.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I'll finish.
Kill.
Wemblango.
Wemblango also has other items as well. Fake vomit, fake dog poop, fake torsos. Got a lot of fake stuff. Want to put the F-U in funeral, liven things up with a whoopee cushion scientifically proven to sound like a real fart. Stinky, stinky. Fart.
Kill.
Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to do. To go to
it
our
just
website,
never ends.
Tell them Wallach sent you, and they'll send you a free Bengaloo bucket O bar for free. Gross.
Oh, I mean that
was like a 60-second read in 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh man.
Oh my god.
Oh, that hurt my stomach.
Well done, yeah. John.
Thank you, John. You at least had to like the music in the background.
Oh. It was-
Just one of those Frank Zappa. Yeah.
All right.
He's got a Bengaloo bucket of fart.
Yeah.
It's like farts. Fake, well, I think fake torsos fake might torso, be my favorite line of the entire thing.
Fake torsos.
Not quite sure where that comes from. All right. So let's get to the guy who, a famous person who feuded with us for a while, has deactivated their Twitter, and it might be the smartest thing this gentleman has ever done. Kurt Schilling.
Yeah, I looked this morning and couldn't find it.
That's lasting for about 2 minutes.
At Gehrig38, if you go to his Twitter account, it says, this account doesn't exist. And I'm wondering if this has anything to do with him trying to get this job with the Red Sox. And somebody said, are you out of your mind? Do you know why you were fired?
It's so
from
funny.
From doing baseball and ESPN. It was your social media.
I just think it's hysterical that he thinks he's going to get a job with the team. As if, like...
Everything's been forgotten for the last 10 years.
But really, like, how many pitching coaches are there? A trillion that I could pick from? Like, why would I possibly pick... Kurt Schilling. There's no upside. I mean, how many ex-pitchers could you cram in there?
Many.
You know, the what's-his-face from the Cardinals? He had, before Game 3, had 2 holes in 1 in 1 round.
Had
Bud
no
Black.
Idea.
Bud yeah. Black. 2 holes in 1.
Too bad that didn't translate to...
they made the NLCS, and once they were down 2 games, I'm just like, who cares?
Did you watch any of the last 2 games?
No. No.
I've never seen, other than the 95 Red Sox, I've never seen one team with so much offensive talent just stop hitting.
They had problems offensively all year, but listen, I'm not going to crap on the team. They made the NLCS, and now I don't care anymore.
Do you not think that that's exactly the reason that Curt Schilling deactivated his account?
Probably.
It's because he's trying to get a gig somewhere.
Or maybe everyone around him's finally gotten embarrassed.
No, he technically thinks he can run for office, did at one point.
He's delusional.
Well, he came out and said that he wasn't going to run, or there was a report that said that he wasn't going
along
to.
I think
he got rid of it because of that. As if everyone's going to forget everything that he said. He's such an idiot. Boy, is he an idiot. Is there a dumber public figure than him?
Well, I mean,
other than LeBron the last James couple of days?
No. Oh, that's such an insult to LeBron James. I mean, is there anyone in the world that's in a public figure
over a long period of time?
That thinks they're smart. That's as dumb as Curt Schilling.
Over an extended period of time, people would get the message. He never did.
I mean, the idea that anyone would hire him in any capacity is insane. He has where is he proven he can be a pitching coach?
No,
I wouldn't hire him. I wouldn't hire him if I was a college. I wouldn't hire him. I wouldn't hire him for anything. I mean, what the hell? There's 4,000 guys that pitch pro ball, 5,000, 6,000. And out of all those, I'm going to take Schilling. And he's a moron, too. So there's no evidence that he could turn around and give his wisdom to anyone else. It's like when Magic Johnson tried to coach. He'd be like me. He'd be like, I can't. You're Magic Johnson.
And then I could see Schilling being like Magic, would get incredibly frustrated.
Right.
Immediately.
He'd be like me.
Yeah.
And put paint on your sock.
But great point, Fred. How long until he's back?
On Twitter?
He won't be able to avoid it.
It's a matter of hours, not days.
When did he deactivate this account? Because I'm wondering if last night it was deactivated during the Democratic debate, whether it was just like killing him. You'd have to shackle him to the walls to not touch his computer.
That's definitely, he was probably all in on that and didn't want to start talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's so delusional. He thought he could make that dumb video game company because he played video games. Now he thinks the Red Sox are going to make him the pitching coach.
Don't forget, he wants to be the manager in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
He could be the manager.
Give me a lunatic idiot and let me put him as the face of my franchise and have any idea what's going on. A lunatic idiot. He'd be great for the clubhouse. Just a man whose brain is deteriorating before our very eyes. That's exactly who I want. But he knows baseball, Fred. Yep. So does everyone. So does my dad. I would rather have my dad be the manager of the Phillies than I would Curt Schilling. I'm not lying. Oh, is he stupid? Oh, I love it. He's so dumb. He's just a catastrophe. What a piece of crap. There's nothing that makes me feel better than his hatred towards me.
Does anybody know why he did that? Like, is there any kind of explanation that he's given in some sort of other place like that's not social media? Has he stated
like the dark web? Or
yeah,
like...
right. Like, is there some like Reddit page that you got to click on 8,000 things to get to? Like the Curt Schilling dark web?
I would imagine there's spots on the web where he's still very active.
If anyone knows, I would like to find out that answer. And Fred, unfortunately for your Cardinals, it does seem like karma has come back to bite him in the butt. If you remember, after they beat the Braves, here was the manager, Mike Schilt, saying this.
What I'm loving about this series is we played the game hard, we played the game right. We started some we finished the And that's how we roll. We don't start, but no one with us ever. Ever. All right? Now, I don't give a who we play. We're going to them up. We're going to take it right to them the whole way. We're going to kick their ass.
Yeah. Let's go!
In a way, I feel bad for him because he didn't know he was being filmed.
I mean, that's motivation for the Nationals that he's, I mean, okay. I don't think he said anything there that was, negative towards the Nationals. But regardless, Ozuna's gone, and then they'll make a move for a big free agent bat, and you will be on your way. So they will be better next year than they were this year as the Cubs continue to slide.
By the way, Schilling did have a website that I just logged on to.
Is it called Nazi Uniforms or Us?
It's interesting that you bring that up. It's called 38pitches.wordpress.com. And the last...
.wordpress.com.
That's right.
.myspace.
That's right. The last entry was from May...
.geocities.org.
...of this year. And it all has to do with pictures of, like, models of tanks, like little ones that he's put together.
Are they tanks?
He's one of those like tank model in the basement guys.
Take a look.
Of course he is.
Take a look.
He probably dresses like a general while he does it.
There are literally 30 pictures of these models.
Are you putting it out there as a hypothetical? You don't think he puts on those army clothes?
Oh, no. I guarantee you he does. It's why he owns them.
He probably gets them tailored so they can fit over him. He's one of the few people I can say looks worse than I do. He looks like he could keel over at any moment.
Oh, my gosh. He does have those things. These World War II like models he's put together.
That's fine. I mean, there's people that I know that it's a hobby, but I don't. But I also don't think that they put on uniforms and sit around there and pretend that they're at war.
And then there's a.
Why don't you join the military?
There's an entry from August of 2018. It says, "What's changed? The left sure hasn't." And then you have pictures of swastikas, and I'm telling you,
whoa,
he hasn't changed a bit. You see the entry I'm talking about?
Yeah, he's real good guy.
Yeah,
he's getting.
This is from August of last year.
He's never going to get another job. He will go for the rest of his life. He might get paid $5 to do some like crazy ass right wing site because Fox ain't hiring him. I can tell you that.
No.
I mean, he could go to like some super like nationalist like website, but no. All right, there will be headlines. Then we will talk to Mr. Jake DeBrusk.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Touch.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Off.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Far circle now, Krug, left of the net, Pastrnak, center, DeBrusky scores! Back door, Jake DeBrusk hammers it in, a power play goal, 3-2 Bruins.
Now we're going to have another challenge. It's offsides. The linesmen are taking a look.
Here we go.
After the challenge, the call has been overturned. The play was offside.
They still haven't made it Bear Force One, the goal song.
Nope, they got to change it soon.
It's upsetting.
That was the Colorado game. The Bruins lost 4-2 while they scored 4 goals. Jake DeBrusk, a victim of that terrible rule. He will join us throughout the season on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Jake DeBrusk, hello.
How's it going, boys? How are you?
It's going well. You got to feel good about that replay rule. You like that they go back and see if you were offsides 10 minutes after you scored?
Yeah, I'm a pretty big fan of that, as you guys can probably tell. There's two of them actually that got this called back, so definitely a fan, yeah.
Okay, why do you think they... When you guys discuss it after the games, is there anyone that you know in hockey that thinks that that's a good idea?
I think it's, to be honest with you, it's kind of a tough topic because it's one of those things where if it works against you, you know, you don't want it to be a thing, and if it works for you, it's all good. So, I mean, at least it's consistent.
But Jake, the difference between that in other sports and even like in a goal call is that you could be an inch offsides and then have the puck in the zone.
That was like 50 seconds afterwards,
for like
right?
50 seconds.
Yeah.
And so it really had no bearing on the play. So, I mean, if you're overturning things that had nothing to do with the goal, I mean, that's not good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what's most frustrating about it is I think we were in the zone for about almost a minute, after the play. Obviously, I think it's a different conversation if, say I got a breakaway off and offsides and scored on it, but, they called it what they called it. It is what it is.
More egregious, that call or the phantom tripping on Pastrnak the other night?
honestly, yeah, I don't know. That one was pretty tough, too. I mean, there's things the guys miss out there, and it's a fast game. I'd probably say the most egregious would probably be the tripping call, just because I think the guy literally just toe-picked. They didn't review it. I think if you can review it, you can kind of see more. So I'd probably say that one, but the game's fast out there, man. I think there's lots of mistakes that happen.
All right, so 4 goals. Pastrnak have somewhat of a big head after that game?
Not literally, because we already know that.
Did you see his suit, though? Did you see his suit playing chance?
No, I saw the hat coming in, and that obviously is something that you guys ridiculed, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, a little bit. I mean, he doesn't take it very well, though. He's pretty pretty high up with his fashion. So
you can tell by his teeth.
Leave alone.
You can tell by his teeth. He's very vain.
So take me through this.
The way he's taking care of those.
So he comes
in. He looks good, and what's the saying? Is it feel good, play good, or something like that? So hey, he did his thing. We needed it. It was pretty cool. Team score four.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. But you're telling me he comes in feeling all good about himself. And then all of a sudden he gets a nice little dose of Brad Marchand, and that ends pretty quickly, I would think.
Yeah, a little bit. I think they give each other a couple of chirps. It's a routine at this point, I feel like, anyways. There's one suit in Vegas that they wore during preseason. The guys just giving it to him, and I think he actually had a hat trick in the preseason game, and then he scored again, I think, in Vegas, did something in Vegas. So he loves that suit. But yeah, guys go back and forth with him a little bit, but it gets pretty savage if you hit him on the right spot.
So the uglier the suit, the better the game is what you're saying for Pastrnak.
I don't know if it's uglier is the word. More fashion, I guess, or I don't know, man. I'm not used to going chirping because I don't really have the best.
Yeah, he's a guy. This is a guy who got screwed on a real estate deal in Edmonton, so I wouldn't be asking him.
Yeah, he's got bigger issues in his suits. Yeah.
So you mentioned Vegas because Fred got to talk to you at Media Day, and you were talking about when you went out there, you know, you guys might go out and shoot the gun. Did you guys end up going and shooting guns at one of those crazy ranges?
We didn't actually. We didn't really have too much time in Vegas this year, so we didn't, get to, I guess, do that. We did some different, like, other things, and you can check out shows and different stuff like that. But we weren't able to do that. I was actually a little disappointed because that would have been fun.
So hang on, you had an extra day in there somewhere. So did Cassidy keep you guys in Arizona instead of having you guys get to Vegas early?
Yeah, we had an extra day in Arizona, so that's kind of how the schedule just worked out. We stayed, I think we stayed a day after the game, so we had, I think it was a Saturday night game, and then we stayed the Sunday, and then we flew on Monday, played on Tuesday.
Did that piss you off that extra day wasn't spent in Las Vegas?
No, I mean, it's not a bad place to stay in Arizona as well. I mean, it's just one of those things that I have no control over it, but obviously, you'd like to stay more in certain cities, but that's just not how it was meant to be, I guess.
Did you go to a bunch of magic shows when you were in Las Vegas?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I think Chris Angel was actually at her game.
Oh, was it hard? Was it hard to concentrate with that much sexy in the stands?
I didn't know what that guy was doing up there, so it was a little suspect during the game. Not gonna lie to you, I was watching out for him. Did he disappeared or what? I was like, "What's this guy doing?"
Yeah, he was being a douche. But when they did you go? This is what they call a celebrity when you were playing, and they showed him in the crowd.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I know who he is. That one that showed that they Mind Freak or something like that. So
yeah,
I knew who he was. But yeah, definitely, I guess a celebrity in Vegas. That's a pretty good place for him to be.
Okay, so you guys had George W. Bush in the locker room the other day. We were taking bets. I contended that all you guys knew who he was.
I say no.
Fred says no. Did everybody know who George Bush was when he walked in?
Yeah. No, everyone did. Everyone did.
Okay.
We had a briefing on it too. Before the game.
Okay.
Without the briefing. Okay. They probably would know. Do you think that how many people on the team could have told you when he was president?
Oh, that's a little bit of a different question, to be honest with you. I think it would be around, early 2000s, I would probably say. I don't know if everyone would know that, though. That's a good question, actually. I think everyone knew he was obviously president, but I don't even know what term he had, to be honest with you. Yeah. I'm Canadian, so.
Right.
They bit of an excuse.
Yeah, that's right. They don't. The president of the United States has no influence at all on what's happening in Canada. I can understand your ignorance on that topic. Now, but you were very young. Bush was what, 88 to...
90? No, W. It was W. So he was he's right. Bush right. It's early 2000s. Remember, he was there for 9/11 and all that. So
right. But okay.
I think he was it 98 to 2002? Do I have that timeline right?
Two terms.
He had two terms.
Okay. And that, so it would have been, yeah, that's right, to 2008. And then Obama won in 08, right? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, so I was right.
Yeah, 2000, 2008. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now did anybody like flip out? Was there any like super fans of George Bush?
I don't think so. I think that everyone just kind of was just taking in the experience, I guess. There wasn't anyone that was like, that I noticed anyways, that was too crazy about it. But he's actually kind of funny. He couldn't believe how tall some of the guys were, especially Z. So it was kind of cool to meet him. That was pretty, pretty neat. And, you know, I don't think anyone was like freaking out though. I don't know. I don't really know. I just kind of in the moment. So just kind of hanging out.
Did they bring any, have they ever brought anyone into the locker room that you were very impressed by that you were like, oh, this is cool?
Ben McGregor last year was the coolest experience I ever had. He gave us like a pregame speech and everything like that. And he stayed the whole game. And then he came in after and gave us a postgame speech too. And he was, that guy was so amped up. He had so much jam. It was insane.
It's no Chris Angel mind for
you. No, yeah. Now, was there anyone that you were just like, why the hell are they here?
No.
Oh, yes.
I don't think so. Anyway.
Bieber came in one time, didn't he?
He did for, I think, game 7 last year.
Did Marchand wet himself?
No, but I think Pasek chirped him on Twitter after.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he tweeted him or something like that, and I was like, dude, like, that's a lot of fangirls going to be coming at you, bro. You can't be doing that, man.
I think maybe he did it because he thought he could get some runoff, you know?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I don't know, man. Nowadays, you never really know.
All right, well, let's talk about the truly important stuff. Fortnite went offline. How much did that piss you off, you being a Fortnite guy?
Well, a little bit, to be honest with you, but my mom actually just came into town, so I haven't really been on too much, but I know Pastor is pretty choked, so I actually tweeted him. So I was like, I heard this from around what was going on, and I think it's back on now. But
it is. Believe me on
it
that.
Is, yeah, it's back on now. So that's at least going to calm the nerves of some guys.
When you gave my son your username, it was incorrect.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Was it? Oops.
No way.
How did that happen?
Right. You know, you can swear.
You asked me twice, and I gave you the same name.
Huh?
I said, I think you've asked me twice because you asked me at that ping pong event.
Say it again. I didn't ask you at the ping pong event.
No?
No. I was too busy meeting chicks.
I can get you the name then. I'm sorry.
I'm going to put you on hold. Now, are you in a private group?
What do you mean?
Are there private groups that one can infiltrate without permission?
My profile is technically offline. So if you look at it, it looks like I'm always offline. So that I guess people don't know when I'm on. That's just kind of how it is for everybody. But you could still send a friend request, and I'll still see it.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold.
Yeah.
Because I need you kind of to babysit. Like if I leave one night, like you're in charge.
I got you. Yeah.
Because well, considering we have babysitters your age, you know, it wouldn't be a huge stretch. All right.
Yeah.
All right, DeBrusque. It's always good talking to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate
good luck.
We'll talk to you next week. Thank you. Yep. There you go. Bird, see if he's still on and get that information.
TNR bump.
I just love
Thursday night, Tampa.
Did I give you the wrong name?
I don't know. I can't understand anything my son says, and it was just like blah, 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 blah. He went around school and told everyone. And then DeBrusque kind of gave me the, you know, made a kid feel bad. I hope he's listening. Actually, I could care less if they find each other on Fortnite. Just
chances that your son tells everyone at his school the username.
Chances that he remembers it,
that
he tells everyone.
That if you tell him, that
zero.
He'll tell all his friends.
Chances are that he'd want to, 100%. Chances are that he had the ability to recall that information and relate it to others.
See, if I was him, I'd be
0%.
Writing it down. Tell it all my friends.
Okay. Write it down. Still try to explain to your friends what that was. 0%. Trust me. We're not dealing with Einstein here. All right. He's a lovely child. A sweet, sweet boy. All right. So we'll be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
State law. Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
985 The Sports Hub. If you missed any of the Toucher and Rich show today, you can listen to the podcast on our website at 985thesportshub.com or on the Sports Hub app. And if you're short on time, we have 30-minute condensed versions available as well. Scott Z.
I have to real quick apologize to the person who called in. Not only is Mike Lockhart in the other room, been working tirelessly, but I went and took a look myself, and the get off my gallbladder clip is missing. I don't know where it is. We have a very convoluted sound clip system here, which is impossible to find anything. But get off my gallbladder, I believe, was a LeGarrette Blount quote. I'm starting to think it was him that said it.
No, I thought it was a big offensive lineman in a pile.
I thought so too, but yeah. I looked up something online and it said that it was LeGarrette Blount that said it, and I don't believe that either, and I don't even think it was a Patriots game.
No, he swears a lot. He would never say
that. It was like, get off my gallbladder! My gallbladder! And I can't even find it.
Get off my bleep, bleep, bleep.
So that is my goal. Before the end of the week, we will find that clip. I really, really, now it's driving me crazy because it's here somewhere.
So, Scott, what's been going down, baby?
I don't know, Fred, what's happening, man. Wednesday, there's this video that's circulating out there on the internet, but these two camels on the side of the road, I laughed all night.
Yeah, Rich had
tweeted it yesterday.
Yeah, Rich had that tweeted up there.
Yeah.
I
didn't know that
camels
happen.
Humping?
You sit there and like, oh, my God.
Yeah, they're making love. Sweet, sweet love.
How's my man Fat Nick? He do any more reads for Awake 180? I haven't heard anything lately.
I don't know. It's
Did you guys play the stuff yet?
We had him try to do it live on the air. And then I went and listened to it, and it was kind of more of the same. So if we want to do that, great, but we kind of did it already live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How'd it go? Were you in the room with him?
No, Roger. I laughed because I cut all my stuff up with Roger, obviously, too. And he goes, you got to hear this one. And we just sit there, and I'm like, I ain't got time for this, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, he was stumbling and bumbling around.
He can't read. Just read.
Bird can't make an O. I just had him write down something.
Yeah, I was walking down.
It was the word down, and he put a U instead of an O.
I was walking down. I hear him. He's in there answering phones. 95 Sports Hub. 95 Sports Hub. 95 Sports. What are you talking about?
Apparently, Dan and him have been butting heads today.
Well, Dan's in our work.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, Dan and Bird have been having words today. Because you know how we had to print out this employee thing that we have to sign? Apparently, when Bird printed it out, it was 49 pages. Is when you tried to pour it.
Just so he killed a tree. That's good.
More than one. Did you do the
I didn't sign it, but I went down to do it. My intern's going to do it next. I went down to sign something. They said I already signed it. So
because that payola thing was not easy. It took a couple runs through before you.
It's like that Freedom Boat Club. It's a tough test to pass. You can't miss as many questions.
Yeah, they had you like, you needed like 90-some-odd percent.
That's right, buddy.
All right.
So what are you doing today, Fred? Go home, wash your hair, take a shower.
I took a shower yesterday. I'm going trainer at noon.
Trainer.
Knocking it out, doing some, elaborate stretches, some calisthenics.
I pay money to see that.
The Thigh Master I'm doing, I got it all going on.
I still have those, huh?
Oh, yeah. You got to pay for them.
You just spilled coffee on my phone.
All right, well, you two got a lot to say. All right, that'll do it for us. Everyone have a great day. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now, Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.